So let's go to the scriptures. And first of all, I want to congratulate you with this great holiday, Hanukkah. For me, the special time and special evenings, and it's a great, wonderful Jewish holiday. I don't want to speak about holiday today because we already heard it from Eric, and yesterday we heard about this story. I want to go exactly to the scriptures, and I want to ask first question: where in the scriptures we can find the mention about Hanukkah? Who were yesterday? Please don't answer anything. So, where first place in the scripture we can find anything about Hanukkah? Okay. Yeah, but also we can find the prophetically in the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel speaks about the time of Hanukkah, about great persecutions and about great victories there. This is the first mention in the scriptures about Hanukkah. Also, we can find in the book of Yohanan or John, chapter 10, Yeshua celebrated Hanukkah. When I heard this, when people speak like, Hanukkah is not biblical, where we can find Hanukkah, it's strange. You know, for me, if Yeshua celebrated it, it's serious. And it's for me, because I am the follower of Yeshua. So let's open the Yohanan John chapter 10 and let's go to the scriptures, into the scriptures. So verse 22 and later. And I want to read verse 22 in the different translation, and I will go to the Jewish translation. David Stern. So verse 22, chapter 10, John. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. And many people, after they read this place of scripture, they're just asking themselves, what kind of feast of dedication it was? In the Jewish Bible, we can find very simple and very obvious. Verse 22. Then came Hanukkah. Because Hanukkah is the feast of dedication. It's very important to know and to understand. And actually, Brit HaHadashah, New Testament, this is the Jewish book, wrote mostly by Jewish people, except Luke. Probably he was also close to this, but let's go deeply. Then came Hanukkah, it was winter in Jerusalem. Yeshua was walking in the temple around Solomon's colonnade. Then the Judean leaders surrounded him, saying, how long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us outright. And it's a great place of scriptures, because this is the revelation from Yeshua to his people here. And this is his teaching about Hanukkah to all of us. Yeshua answered them, I told you, but you don't believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify concerning me, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Such a great teaching here. So he revealed himself to his people, and he speaks about eternal life to them. So I personally believe and strongly believe that Hanukkah without Yeshua, it's not complete holiday. Because first Hanukkah, it's about redemption of the Jewish people from death, from slavery, from spiritual death. And this Hanukkah, it's like prophetic revelation of coming Hanukkah. When we light candles, so many common things there. Light, we are light. And many, many things. Salvation, Yeshua is our salvation. And he speaks about Hanukkah here. He speaks here, it's obvious. I give them eternal life. So he brings this Hanukkah to the spiritual ground. He revealed them Hanukkah in the spiritual, from the spiritual point of view. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Eric just read this story. When Judah says his great speech, and Yeshua speaks here the great speech, no one can snatch them out of my hands. My Father is greater than everyone around you. He's powerful. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And verse 30, great revelation. I and the Father are one. And the next verses, you can read next. Against the Judeans, leaders picked up stones to stone him. This was their response, always. It's the response of people who can't argue anymore. You know, pick up the stones. This scripture very interesting to me also because today's Torah portion, if we read Torah portion, speaks about Joseph. And Joseph is prophetic pictures, is the prophetic pictures of Messiah. Joseph was rejected and sold into slavery by his brothers. And Yeshua was rejected and put to death by his own people. Because the Joseph was like a prophetic picture of Yeshua. Joseph went through great trials, Yeshua too. Joseph paid the price and was the redeemer for his family, Yeshua too. Joseph revealed himself to his family and his family bowed before him, Yeshua will too. He promised that he will come and all Jewish people will recognize him, will worship him everywhere. And this is a prophetic picture and it will come soon. I like this verse, John 10:24. Then the Judean leaders surrounded him, saying, how long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us outright. This is like picture of from the life of Joseph. You remember when the brothers came to him and asked him who you are? I mean, when I read this place, it's always coming to the story of Joseph. It's always referring to the story of Hanukkah because Yeshua, he is the revelation of God for us. So let's return to John 10. I want to look here a few lessons for us. So they ask him, are you the Messiah? Because it was the very special period of time there. It was spiritual hunger. People are looking for truth. They're looking for Messiah because they were tired from Rome, from oppression, from hopelessness. In some case, the time was very similar with the times of Maccabees. Very hard time for Jewish people. In fact, they expected a new Maccabee, so who would free Judea from Rome by the power of sword and make Jerusalem the capital of the earth. So they looked for next Maccabee in their life. They looked for somebody who will be a head of revolt against Rome. They waited for Ben David, the strong leader and king, and they did not recognize Ben Yosef, the suffering Messiah. So he speaks to them about his death, but they waited for King Messiah, who will take over the Rome, who will make Jerusalem the capital of the earth. And because of their limited understandings, they were not willing to accept the truth, and they did not embrace his answer. He said that to them, I and the Father are one. Great. On the Feast of Hanukkah, he boldly explained to them who is he. The Lord who came in flesh to bring them redemption and freedom. And, you know, I like this picture. When you light the candles, every candle's more light, more light here. And how obvious, he told them and told us, I'm and the Father are one. I'm the Lord. I came here for you. Everybody who believes me, who trusts me, will not perish, but have eternal life. Nobody can snatch them out of my hand, because I'm and Father are one. This message are hope for my life, for your life. If you have difficulties and if you have troubles, please think about it. If you trust Yeshua, He is most powerful God. He is the Lord. Nobody can take you out of His hands. No situations, no problems, no difficulties, no Epiphan or somebody else, because He and Father are one. He's anchor of our faith. Amen. I want to read from John chapter 1, few interesting scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And I like these words. He was. Not it was. He was. The Word. It's His name. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing made had been. And verse 14. Yohanan goes deeper. And in verse 14, he revealed who this Word is. The Word became a human being and lived with us. And we saw His Shekhinah, His glory. The Shekhinah of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We have all, in verse 16, we have all received from His fullness, yes, grace upon grace. Verse 17, for the Torah was given through Moshe, grace and truth came through Yeshua the Messiah. When I think about Moshe, do you remember this place of scripture when Moshe went up the mountain to have time with the Lord? And he saw the Lord there. He had time with Yeshua. He had time in fellowship with the Lord in this mountain. Because before Moses' time, Yeshua was. Amen. And also, the main point of the teaching of Yeshua to us was in verse 27. And I want to conclude with this place of scripture, and we will see a few video from that ancient times. But before, I want to read John 10:27. This is for us. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. So in Hanukkah, in this day, Yeshua spoke about our obedience to Him. This is the story of Hanukkah. Follow the Lord in His path, after Him. He is our shepherd, and we are His sheep. He is our shepherd, and we are His sheep. He is the Lord, and there's no question who is above everything. He is the boss. He is the shepherd. He is the main one. He decided everything. This was His message. My sheep follow my voice. This is His teaching on Hanukkah. Yeshua spoke about obedience to Him. It's very important to remember it, to understand it. And this place reminds me of Shema. Hear, listen, and what else? Obey. It's not enough just hear. It's very important to listen carefully. And very important to obey. I want to show a small video about sheep, and if you will find yourself here, please, it's about us.
One more time.
Oh, one is
louder.
Look at them, look at them.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
They are coming. Oh my God. Woo! Oh my God. I can't believe this. Oh my God. This is amazing. Oh my God. This is amazing.
Yeah, Eunice made him go away.
Oh my God.
Was that cool or what?
Oh my God.
See, you will never have the same again.
Oh my God. I can't believe the way they were coming.
So, did you find yourself there? I tried hard. Some of them looks like me, you know. And back there. So, what point of it? It's not enough to hear, we need to listen. Listen carefully. And most important, to obey the Lord. This was his teaching on Hanukkah. And if you remember Hanukkah, please remember it. Without Yeshua is not complete. And without obedience to him, it's not complete to our life. Without submission to his will, without following his voice, the Hanukkah is just picture. But when we are in obedience to him, when we hear this his voice and follow him, this is the real, true meaning of Hanukkah to our life. Hear, listen, and obey. We're all different, came from different places, have the different experiences, but we are his sheep. And I want to leave you with this question, Hanukkah question, for this year. Whom are we waiting for? The leader who will fulfill our desires and wishes? Or the shepherd who has all rights on us, who can lead us everywhere he wants at any time? So this is the question for all of us. Who are we following for? Who are we waiting for? The shepherd or somebody else? And if the Lord allowed us to have difficult circumstances in our life, is it because he wants to encourage us to make the right choices and put him in first place in our lives? So I want to close with a prayer. And if you need to get right with the Lord, and if you need to came back into his fold, to return from your own ways, the Hanukkah is the great time for you to do it, to repeat, to repent before the Lord, to came into his place, to rededicate your temple of your soul to the Lord. This is the great time. So let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your love to us, Lord. Thank you for holiday, for Hanukkah, Lord. Thank you for these special days of light, of joy. Lord, thank you for Yeshua, your Son, who died for us, who resurrected from the dead, and who is our Lord and Savior. Yeshua, thank you for your fire, for your truth, for your light in our lives. We want to carry your love in this world. We want to be your ambassadors, Lord. Help us to be right with you. Help us to follow you all days of our life. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. So let's stand and close our service with our own benediction. Please do not be by yourself. So I feel myself alone. Okay, my wife here. Don't be by yourself. We are the family. So let's pray. Yeverechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yahel Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. Amen. Shabbat shalom, and please don't forget your children. Pick them up.